I actually fell for him. It, that, there.
Martha's a romantic at heart.
The 1966 film Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is set on the campus of a small New England college. It focuses on the tempestuous alcoholic relationship of a history professor played by Richard Burton and his hard-drinking wife played by Elizabeth Taylor. The movie mirrored Taylor and Burton's own very volatile and very public marriage. Nancy Schoenberger and her husband Sam Kashner are co-authors of Furious Love, Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton, and The Marriage of the Century. Nancy also directs the creative writing program at the College of William & Mary. She joins me to talk about her book.
Well, actually, there have been many, many books about Elizabeth Taylor. I think we once counted 54. Our feeling was that Richard Burton was someone who was being forgotten. We think he's a wonderful actor and really a Dickensian figure, a kind of tragic hero. Someone born to this mining family in Wales, was the first of nine brothers to not have to go work in the mines, although he was very proud of having been a miner's son. But I think once he saw this life, other life that was offered to him, he would not have gone back.
By the time they met, when was Cleopatra? They met on the set.
That's right. She starred as Cleopatra in the great MGM. It's either a debacle or an epic, depending on on your taste, because it was a huge, bloated, overdone film that at the time was the most expensive movie ever made. Richard Burton was brought in to play Mark Antony. She knew he was coming in, and she said, "I'm not going to be another notch on his gun belt." So she kind of ignored him on the set. And his first comment to her was, he sidled up to her and said, "Gee, did anyone ever tell you you're a very pretty girl?" This guy's supposed to be a great wit. The affair that began on that set, a lot of people felt that Burton had just decided to bed her to try to improve his own career, because she was the first woman, the first actor to make $1 million for her performance. I think he did love his wife, Sybil, and wanted to stay faithful to the marriage, if not to the woman.
Segment 1.
I actually fell for him. It, that, there.
Martha's a romantic at heart.
The 1966 film Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is set on the campus of a small New England college. It focuses on the tempestuous alcoholic relationship of a history professor played by Richard Burton and his hard-drinking wife played by Elizabeth Taylor. The movie mirrored Taylor and Burton's own very volatile and very public marriage. Nancy Schoenberger and her husband Sam Kashner are co-authors of Furious Love, Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton, and The Marriage of the Century.
Segment 2.
Nancy also directs the creative writing program at the College of William & Mary. She joins me to talk about her book.
Well, actually, there have been many, many books about Elizabeth Taylor. I think we once counted 54. Our feeling was that Richard Burton was someone who was being forgotten. We think he's a wonderful actor and really a Dickensian figure, a kind of tragic hero. Someone born to this mining family in Wales, was the first of nine brothers to not have to go work in the mines, although he was very proud of having been a miner's son.
Segment 3.
But I think once he saw this life, other life that was offered to him, he would not have gone back.
By the time they met, when was Cleopatra? They met on the set.
That's right. She starred as Cleopatra in the great MGM. It's either a debacle or an epic, depending on on your taste, because it was a huge, bloated, overdone film that at the time was the most expensive movie ever made. Richard Burton was brought in to play Mark Antony. She knew he was coming in, and she said, "I'm not going to be another notch on his gun belt." So she kind of ignored him on the set.
Segment 4.
And his first comment to her was, he said, he sidled up to her and said, "Gee, did anyone ever tell you you're a very pretty girl?" This guy's supposed to be a great wit. The affair that began on that set, a lot of people felt that Burton had just decided to bed her to try to improve his own career, because she was the first woman, the first actor to make $1 million for her performance. I think he did love his wife, Sybil, and wanted to stay faithful to the marriage, if not to the woman.